We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, this is the quick episode that looks ahead on Home and Away on the week coming up on Channel 5 and 5 Star. And my five, if you're that way inclined here in the UK. If you've missed it, catch our episode on Saturday mornings, the one before this one, where we give you all the full shebang, the full lowdown of the week that was in Summer Bay. That's the one before this. Every Saturday morning is our main episode, and every Sunday evening we'll give you this first look. I think that's all I need to tell you. How are you doing, Sophie? How are you?
Hello.
You
I'm
okay?
Good, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. Are you up to date with your main episode on a Saturday?
Of course. Of course.
It was a biggie this week.
How else would I do my cleaning, you know?
Well, that's it. Everybody cleans to this pod and we're all okay with it. We're okay with it. Flash, if you want to sponsor us, you know where we are.
Yeah, I could do some Dettol, and let's get some Dettol advertising.
Yep. coastalnewspod@gmail.com.
Flash wipes, Dettol, and some Zoflora wouldn't go.
A bit of Zoflora around the pod.
Yeah.
Bree would make good use of it.
She would. Absolutely.
Right, my good old Home and Away chum there. Are you?
Where's this me? Coming?
Yeah. Are you? Do you know what episode we're on? Monday.
Old. Thanks.
No, it wasn't old. It was old.
Oh, was it old? That sounds even worse. That sounds like I'm from Victorian times. Jeez, I'm not that old.
So what are we on Monday?
Yeah, that's true. Episode number. Okay, I know it's 8-1.
Yeah.
8-1, and then I think we're in the nines now. But I don't know how far in the nines, so I think it's early nines. I'm gonna go 8191.
Yeah, 8191.
I don't know, I've lost the plot.
You'd be on 8191 if you were on Channel 5, my dear, but you're
Five Star, yeah.
Okay. You're 8192, but I'll allow. I will allow.
Really?
I'm getting soft in my old age.
I was going to say, because otherwise I'm going to break. We had a bit of a streak going on, didn't we? Not like a nudie thing, but like an episode guessing streak.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah.
We'd have a bit of a streak, didn't we? We had a bit of a goal, a winning streak going on, but I've just ruined it entirely with my wrong guess.
I'm going to allow it because it's Friday. No, it's not. It's Sunday.
With the magic of podcast. Yes. Oh, amazing. So I get a glass of Prosecco even though I was wrong.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm happy.
Stick a frozen raspberry in it while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm onto it. Yeah.
Do you have those? The shop has just been delivered.
I have all sorts in my freezer. Yes, don't worry. I even have some Chambord, I might get a little bit fancy, so.
Blimey.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming to you next time. Right, for the next live, your house.
My house with the Chambord, yep.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Right, 8192, Monday, the 25th of March.
It's nearly Easter, crikey.
Yeah, very nearly Easter. Very.
I haven't even got an egg yet, but anyway.
Have you got your lamb in?
I've got nothing. I'm not prepared at all. I've got no egg. I've got nothing.
I don't really eat no chocolate eggs, you mean, or just
eggs? No, just chocolate eggs. Easter eggs. I've got no Easter egg. I have no Easter. Someone sent me an Easter egg.
I'll send you one. I'm not allowed them, so I'll buy you one.
Oh, okay. I'll have your calories. They're free if someone else buys them. They're not real
I've just drunk a week's worth, so yeah. I can't eat an Easter egg.
You can eat an Easter egg that someone else buys for you because they get the calories.
No, I'll end up saving it. And I'm one of those that eats Easter eggs in July.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those that eats the Easter egg before Easter if she gets given one before Easter. But this year has not been given an Easter egg before Easter.
I'll send you an Easter egg.
Quite arsy about it.
Do you eat lamb traditionally?
It makes me very sick.
Yeah, I don't really get on with lamb, you know.
It's too fatty. It makes me very sick. So
yeah, I don't get on with it.
No.
So I'll just have the vegetables.
I have a revolting wedding story about lamb, and I won't say it.
Don't do it. No, thank you. No. Right, Marley and Rose, they're on the rocks on Monday.
So am I. And Tuesday and Wednesday. On the rocks. We saw a little bit this, we didn't mention it on the main pod, did we? But yeah, we did see a little bit of the cracks in the relationship forming. So he's getting a bit I'm not liking him this week. I know you're loving him from the Mac Levi situation, but she's been promoted, and she spent the first day as Senior Constable Rose Delaney, who doesn't know what a crime is. She spent the first day late, didn't she, coming back from work, and didn't text him because she got carried away with, you know, her promotion and the paperwork that she had to do and everything. So she didn't, it was a bit rude not to tell him, you know, where she was and the fact that she was staying late at work and blah, blah, blah. But he really sore his ass about this. And he was really like, you know, you didn't even tell me. You didn't, you know, you obviously wanted to stay at work. And I was like, oh, Marley, you're getting a bit kinky.
Yeah, and then there
here.
Was that, do you know that scene where he was hosing the surfboards down and she wants to go for coffee and he's not got time?
Yeah. Well, she said, oh, you didn't wake me up. I was going to have breakfast with you. And he's gone, oh, I left you to sleep because you look tired. And blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no, we're not happy. We're not happy here. And then in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
There was something with Mac, wasn't there, where he was like, oh, you know, Mac's going through some shit and I can't tell you what it is because it's not my place to tell you and blah, blah, blah. And it's obviously the Levi stuff. That we know about, but Rose doesn't know anything about it. So then Rose is like, oh, well, he's got plenty of time for you, Mac. He's got no time for his girlfriend. I was like, oh.
Yeah. We don't like them as a couple anyway, so.
No, I don't really care. But I don't get why he's being an arsehole about it.
I think she's being the arsehole.
Do you? No, I think he's being an arsehole. No. Marley's the arsehole.
We're going to fall out next week.
We're going to have to do a Reddit post. Who's am I the arsehole? Is it Rose or is it Marley? We need a poll now.
Yeah. Another poll on the list.
Yeah, another poll.
Ruse alone in her investigation.
Oh, so this is the cash, the dirty cash. Yeah, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Where did it go? Where did it come from? Cotton Eye Joe. I don't know whether I care about where the cash came from. You care?
You should. You should.
I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try.
Don't try and diminish this. It's my favourite story.
I'm sorry. I don't care. I'll try.
Try harder.
Okay.
See me.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
Can Justin reconnect with Leah?
No.
This whole is Valerie going to get in the way of this? You thought you've got your little shield up there, haven't you, with her?
I like her as a person. I just think that she's going to be bad news because she's a newbie that we don't know anything about, who's spent 8 months in a clinic, and my hackles are up.
Yeah, rightly so. You're right. I would have been caught off guard if you weren't here to keep me on the straight and narrow. Cash works on a new case.
Is he back at YCPD? Is he back in the uniform? Oh, is he back in the uniform?
Yeah, but they've not mentioned it before then, so.
That's true.
Felicity finds peace with her past.
Does she?
What past?
Tane flick, Tenacity, the baby, the fact that he ran away to New Zealand after hit and running her.
This week, that was very much the present. So
yeah, it's the past. They are the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go, Sophie. Valerie shares her painful history.
Oh, good. What day is that?
That is Wednesday for you 5-star people.
Okay, I'm in London, so I'm going to have to watch that and catch up, damn it. Okay.
Oh, I'll have to stay off WhatsApp for you then. I'll have to stay on WhatsApp.
No, text me. I want a spoiler. Spoiler, please.
You're going down that there in London.
I am. I'm gallivanting next week. So I'm in London on Wednesday. So I will not be watching it at the normal time. Yeah.
How dare you?
I know. I'll be standing outside of some kind of gig venue. I can't even which one it is, but I'll be queuing up at 6:30 trying to get into the gig, trying to get the front row.
And you'll leave us poor homers to find out about Valerie, shall I say.
Yeah.
Sharing her painful history on our own.
I know. How dare you? I'll be watching the tweet along on my phone, don't worry.
Leah takes the next step.
Oh.
Off the edge of the cliff.
I was say, what is she jumping off the lighthouse? What's going on? She's at Stewart's Point. What's happening?
Honestly, I mean, we're up to Thursday here and none of this is making any sense.
We just make it up. It's fine. Make it up.
This is the worst first look we've done.
No, that can't be true.
Remy lies to Bree.
No, got no idea, because I thought she was visiting Dad in the coma in the city, wherever he is.
I wonder if she's saying everything okay there, I'll come back if it's not, and maybe it's not. Because you know
he's still in pain, isn't he? And he was lying about it. Yeah.
As soon as she left, like, they had to get...
Yeah, pain management or whatever they're called. Okay.
Am I being a little silly here? Like, painful, is it his ribs or...?
I've got no idea because I'm not very medical. I don't really understand what is still wrong with Remy. He's had this heart operation thing that Levi's done on him. And Levi was saying, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it's a long road to recovery. There's going to be a lot of pain involved. I had to crack his chest open in the ward, not even in, you know, in A&E. Not A&E, you know what I mean? In surgery. He's cracked him open on the ward with minimal... And it was a risky surgery, apparently. Risky and dangerous and all that sort of stuff, like minimal survival rate, etc. Lots of pain involved in recovery. So we're supposed to believe that pain is normal, aren't we? But the amount of pain that he's in, do we think he's in some kind of danger?
Is that abnormal? Yeah.
Is it abnormal? Levi didn't seem to give a shit, did he? He just kind of went, yeah, this is normal, and like left him to it. But
putting a face on, though, so she wouldn't stay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because the second she left, he was like,
Is it still his heart? Is that the problem? I don't get it.
I don't know what hurts. No one's saying what hurts.
No, it's just pain. Like, yeah. It could be any. It could be stitches. It could be his heart. It could be any of his bones that have been smushed in the motorbike accident.
Yeah, and then the subsequent ragdoll moment.
Mm. He literally got pulled in and out of a car for 24 hours while they thought he was dead.
What are you up to?
Prison.
I know, yeah, but I want to see that. Spin off. Mackenzie and Levi are drawn together.
Again. Yeah, that, you know, that whole I need to get you out of my system thing, they really didn't, did they? I mean, the next morning, she was like peeling herself away to leave him. I think it's more emotional now, isn't it? I think it was lusty, need to have you. And now it's emotional connection, intimacy.
But she's going to lose a bit of the fandom here in terms of support, because this cheating thing is a bit, as we saw in Your Say on the Bay yesterday, it's a bit of a red line for a lot of people.
It is, but he's the married one. Why is Levi not getting all the flack? Why is Mac getting all the flack?
If she didn't know, I think more people would be able to swallow it.
But she's single.
No, but that doesn't make it right, does it?
No, like, I'm not saying that. She is crossing a line, and she shouldn't be sleeping with a married man. But he is the one that's betraying his marriage vows. He is the one that's
True.
Nobody is saying anything bad about him. This is what I don't understand. Everybody is like directing all of their anger at Mac, and maybe it's because we know Mac, maybe it's because we know she's better than this, and we don't know Levi from Adam, and he could be a womanizer for all we know.
We're back to that whole women hating on women thing, aren't we?
Yeah,
probably.
Because I blame him more than I blame her to a point, but obviously I think it's more on him. He's the one that's having an affair. He's the one that's breaking someone's heart. He's the one that's ruining a marriage.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to think, to be honest.
Yeah.
Harper feels alone.
Because they're only mates in New Zealand, that's why.
I'm shocked she's not followed him, you know.
She's a bit sore that he hasn't told her, isn't he? Let's face it. Yeah. She got told by text message. Oh, by the way, I'm in New Zealand. She was like, oh, he's in New Zealand. He didn't even tell me he was going.
She put all her eggs in one basket. She's gone boxing every bloody day, boxer size, with the hottest person in town, shoulders for days. She's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, you know.
I don't feel sorry for her.
No, I don't. I don't at all. I think she just needs to grow up. Pull your big girl pants on, Harper. Yes. Remy and Eden get shock news.
Remy and Eden. Whoa, what?
What could shock them both?
Kirby? It's a bit band related. What have they got in common? They've got in common the fact that they're both in Lyric. And that's about it.
Yeah. Must be something about...
Because it can't be Brie. How close are Brie and Eden? Not that close.
No, not... Well, not at all, really. In fact, I would... another day, but you know the whole... Love you. When they were at hospital, you know, Eden's saying to Remy, love you. And like his girlfriend's stood there. Mom, spit. Anyway, is that just me?
I disagree with this because we've had conversations about this before. And I think I understand the Brie, not Brie, blah. I understand the Eden and Remy friendship. And I have friends that I would say love you too.
I would, because
I'm not hiding it, because it's not like I'm in love with you. It's not, it's just like love you, like I would say to my mom or my brother, or you know what I mean. It's not.
And you don't think it'd weigh on their partner's mind? No
well, not in my situation. Okay. But then I'm not Brie, and Brie's quite insecure.
I don't know, I'm just reading between the lines and it's all rubbish.
But... It wasn't I love you. It was love you. I say that to my mates a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you're a friend of mine and you've been out and I've been absolutely hammered, there's a good chance I've told you worse than that. I'm not shy when it comes to telling people that I love them. So no. And it doesn't mean I'm in love with you and I want to be with you. It's just I love you. Like, yeah, I'm a very emotional person.
No, I'm the same. I've got friends like that I say that too. So I'm just playing devil's advocate, I think. Eden fights for her rights to party.
She fights for her rights. Wait a minute. So Remy and Eden get a shock, and now Eden's fighting for her rights. A rights to what?
No idea.
It's got to be band related, hasn't it?
It has royalties or something.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring back Lyric in a minute.
I was just going to say, we've not had Lyric in a minute for weeks, so now I'm going to have to find my stopwatch.
Mackenzie and Levi have a close call. Oh, no.
I thought he'd left.
No, I've just got goosebumps.
I thought he'd left. Didn't he leave? Didn't he say goodbye? Weren't they saying goodbye?
They were drawn together the day before.
He's still in town. A week later. What's he doing?
Well, it sounds like Imogen might be, if they've had a close call, or somebody's nearly caught them.
Oh. Or Eden, maybe. Somebody, yeah. Who would know Levi?
Eden might know the wife.
Yeah, or she might have gone round to see him. Maybe Max at his house, and she's gone round to see him. Oh, my God, I don't know.
I feel sick.
I feel excited.
You're going to get all angles for this story, guys.
I'm into this. I like a bit of a fantasy. It's all good.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.